You see it? I want you to remember that no bastard ever won a war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country. Men, all this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle. When you were kids, you all admired the champion marble shooter, the fastest runner, big league ball players, the toughest boxer. Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time. I wouldn't give a hoot in hell for a man who lost and laughed. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war. Because the very thought of losing is hateful to America. Now, an army is a team. It lives, eats, sleeps, fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. The bilious bastards who wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating. Now we have the finest food and equipment, the best spirit, and the best men in the world. You know, my God, I actually pity those poor bastards we're going up against. By God, I do. We're not just going to shoot the bastards. We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're going to murder those lousy Hun bastards by the bushel. Now, some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not you chicken out under fire. Don't worry about it. I can assure you that you will all do your duty. The Nazis are the enemy. Wade into them. Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you know what to do. Now, there's another thing I want you to remember. I don't want to get any messages saying that we are holding our position. We're not holding anything. Let the Hun do that. We are advancing constantly, and we're not interested in holding on to anything except the enemy. We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose. There's one thing that you men will be able to say when you get back home. And you may thank God for it. 30 years from now, when you're sitting around your fireside with your grandson on your knee, and he asks you, what did you do in the great World War II? You won't have to say, well, I shoveled shit in Louisiana. All right, now you sons of bitches, you know how I feel. I will be proud to lead you wonderful guys into battle anytime, anywhere. That's all.
All right. That was the magnificent George C. Scott in the role for which that man was born, playing George Patton, giving his speech to the Third Army at the initiation of Operation Overlord when the Allies moved into Europe. My dad actually commanded a tank under Patton in that Third Army, and it's a proud thing to remember. I'm Pete Hendrickson. I have the privilege of talking to you for the next couple of hours, and I started this segment with this speech from George Patton, which I hope came through okay because of the little technical issue and it had to be done a little differently than I would have preferred. But I started with this speech because the theme of the show today, to a certain degree at least, is going to be the disquieting fact that Americans are at war. We're in a war situation. It's we are technically at war in a couple of places around the world. These are things that we don't even tend to think of as being military affairs so much, or at least not you know, wars in the conventional sense where the whole country is mobilized and everybody's involved, because wars these days are kept from being that. The military has learned that the American people are not real happy with some of the foreign adventurism that goes on, and so these things are kept low-key, no draft, very little direct impact in terms of interference in the domestic affairs and the lives of the average person. We have a military class of special cadre of people who join the military and conduct those operations and those affairs without involving people from across all demographics in the country. It's a learned thing. This was learned in the Vietnam experience that this all had to be kept kind of low key. But we are at war internally. We're at war here at home. It's a culture war. It's a political war. It is an economic war, and it's a very serious war. It's a war in which certain factions in this country are attempting to take control of the levers of power, and in fact, to a large degree, have done so for the moment anyway. And they're doing their best to cement their position so that it becomes permanent, and to effectively disenfranchise the opposition to the agenda that those folks are promoting. That's the big picture side of things. In a more refined picture, we have a war of government versus citizen, and that's something that is perpetual in this country. In fact, it's perpetual at all times in all places. I'll put it this way. I'm going to quote Thomas Jefferson. He made the observation that it's the natural course of things that government should gain ground and liberty should yield. What Jefferson meant by this is that the whole structure in which government is designed is set up with full-time staff, full-time workers, whose job is to advance government's hegemony, to advance the agenda of the ruling political parties, and in the course of doing that, the rest of us who spend our time trying to make a living and paying the salaries and expenses of the people in government who are spending their full time advancing government agendas, we're busy earning the wealth, creating the wealth that pays for all that, as well as taking care of our own families. So obviously, in a structure with that kind of dynamic, government has got the upper hand, and things go that way. So we have this situation where the organs of government are constantly accruing power to themselves, And that means that it's being taken from individual citizens and the people in general. Power is a zero-sum game. If one side gains it, then somebody else has lost it. And that's the way things go. And as a consequence, we have had this situation throughout the course of our country's existence where government has steadily gotten larger, although truth to tell, for a very, very long period of time, that process was restrained. In fact, up through the first 140 years or so of this country's existence, the aggregate consumption of wealth in this country by government, including federal, state, and local, tended to average no more than 10% of the overall gross domestic product of the country, which is a good way of measuring the overall power, the power relationship between citizens and state. Less than 10%, again, aggregated, federal, state, and local. Very, very small number. Today, the number is far, far greater. The consumption by government exceeds or approaches in many years and sometimes exceeds 50%. It's a huge, huge differential, and that differential has come out of the pockets and the power reservoir of individual citizens. So we've had a very dramatic change. Now, most of that change took place during the time that George Patton was preparing for and executing his military plans in World War II. The huge transformation in the size of the state took place during that time. The very end of the 1930s and throughout the 1940s, when World War II was being conducted. So it's a very significant period. And another reason why Patton's speech there is particularly appropriate for this conversation. what we have is full-time government workers steadily accruing power. They do it in part by reinterpreting the nature and scope of lawful authority that's been delegated to them. I mean, we have technically an organized, properly organized legal system whereby the legislature, which is the representative of the people, writes laws, and then they are passed on to the executive branch to execute those laws. But executive branch actors, which are all the functionaries, the agencies, all the agencies, they find that it's harder to be restrained to the spirit and black and white letter of the law than to have a little more flexibility, and they push for that at all times. And I'm not blaming individual bureaucrats for that kind of behavior. It's just a natural tendency. Everybody does it, frankly. Everybody who's given a task and some latitude within which to work at deciding how to accomplish that task tends to push the envelope a little bit and figure out ways to make things easier for themselves, more efficient. Sometimes they're wise moves from an efficiency standpoint. Sometimes they're just comfort moves. But either way, over the course of time, there's this constant pressure to expand these things, and that I use the expression reinterpret because that is in its way what's going on here. The legislation lays down the scope and the nature of the power that's being given to these executive branch agencies. And the agencies then interpret the meaning of that. And sometimes with the interference of or contribution of courts, if a matter actually gets litigated and goes into a court, courts have a tendency to defer to the state. That's kind of the nature of that beast. After all, let's never forget that judges are appointed by the people who they will then be responsible for overseeing in these sorts of matters. And people don't get picked for those appointments that are going to be, they're going to easily choose restraint of the people appointing them. So there's a just this natural tendency in all directions for the accrual of power to the state and the diminishment of power in the hands of the people. And, you know, it's an inevitability, but it's also something that the people are supposed to guard against. One thing that we know is power corrupts. That's ancient wisdom. And because it does, as the power accumulates, it has a tendency to accelerate the rate at which that process is going on, because the people who gain that additional power are corrupted by it, you know, frankly. Not necessarily in dramatic and, you know, ugly ways, but little ways. It doesn't make any difference. Over the course of long periods of time, decades, little bits of corruption accumulate to the point where major changes have taken place and problems have arisen. And we're in those times right now. We're in a time when, well, I mentioned earlier, the change in the degree to which government absorbs the wealth that the rest of us create, less than 10% for 140 years, now 50%. This is a huge difference. It's a huge difference. It's the difference between you having or not having the ability to take care of your elderly parents, put your kid in the school that you really want them in, you know, take a nice vacation, improve your education so that you can, you know, work more effectively, more efficiently, contribute to charities that you prefer. All these things are your ability to do all those things is diminished because the government's claim on wealth, your wealth in particular, the wealth you produce, is greater. So these are actually very important things. And for the course of the last 80 years or so, since that time in the very late 1930s and throughout the 1940s, when the transformation that I referred to took place, Americans have lost a ton of ground. They've lost a huge amount of ground, and every bit of that lost ground is being exploited. Every bit of that, you know, captured ground on the part of government is being exploited and used to continue the transfer of power and to redistribute or direct the resources that are taken from the people who produce them and supply them to the cronies and clients of the people in government, some of which are themselves, of course, and others are favored corporations, favored causes, and what have you. And those things may not be the things that you want your wealth going to. The consequence of all of that, the American people have got to recognize that that they are in a state of conflict. They're in a state of conflict with their own government, their government on a federal level, their government on a state level, and they have to act accordingly. We have a tendency to sleep at the wheel whenever it seems possible, and we've done that. But we really can't do that any longer. Beginning of the next segment, I'm going to be bringing on a guest who is going to talk about his personal experience with corrupt government. This is a gentleman from the Atlanta, Georgia area who is involved right now in a conflict with a corrupt state agency, and it is it's going to be, I think, a fascinating little story. The fact is, he's somebody who is standing up and fighting, and that's something that the rest of us need to be reminded that we need to do. We can no longer relax. You know, during the Revolutionary period, John Adams explained this situation pretty well. He said, "I must study politics and war, that my sons may have liberty to study mathematics and philosophy. My sons ought to study mathematics and philosophy, geography, natural history, naval architecture, navigation, commerce, and agriculture, in order to give their children a right to study painting, poetry, music, architecture, statuary, tapestry, and porcelain. And what he meant was, there are times that every people have to recognize that they have to set aside looking after themselves and sort things out, get things back on track in the world that they in which they live. And right now, I think that it's safe to say we're in exactly that kind of situation. We're in that time when our country is wobbling dramatically off course, and it falls to us to stand up and not take up arms. I'm not advocating anything like that. Violence isn't necessary, but attention to the details of the law and attention to the need to speak and not avoid controversy is upon us. And so I hear the music coming. The break is on its way. We'll be back on the other side, and I'm going to then introduce you to this fine gentleman that I've just described.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Okay, I want to just reiterate here, folks. Do check out the Power Mall. The Power Mall. It's got a lot of wonderful products, and I really encourage everyone to check it out and to do some shopping there. It's important. It helps support this radio station, and it gives you access to some great stuff. So, all right. I said before the break, we're going to talk to a gentleman who is in the field of battle, so to speak, on the front against improper expansion of government power, through reinterpretation of scope and authority, and through, in this particular case, outright corruption, as you're going to see. The gentleman of whom I speak is named Steve Butler. He's a professional man from the Atlanta, Georgia area. And a few years ago, he became educated as to the real meaning and nature of the income tax in America, acted on on that knowledge, and while receiving complete proper cooperation from the federal government and recovering everything that had been withheld from him improperly, which is in his case everything, for 3 years prior the time that he began making use of this information and going back a few years as well, he ran into corruption in the form of the state Department of Revenue in Georgia. And he's going to tell us all about how that has gone. But I'm going to start out playing a little audio a clip for you. This is when Steve first implemented the information that he had gotten, frankly, from reading my first book, Cracking the Code, The Fascinating Truth About Taxation in America. And had recovered all of his the federal tax money that had been taken from him for those 3 years. He made a video explaining everything, introducing everyone to what he had learned and explaining his situation to people. And it's a wonderful video, actually. A great film, and you can view the thing in its entirety by going to losthorizons.com/bulletinboard.htm and going down to the videos that you'll find about two-thirds of the way down that very, very long page. Easy to find those videos. You can actually add on hashtag videos to the end of that URL to get there directly. There's a capital on video, capital V on video, and both B's and bulletin board are capitalized, but no spaces. But I excerpted a few minutes of that the audio from that video from his film. And I'm going to play that for you, and it will introduce Steve. It'll give you a little background about his situation and how things went up to the point at which Steve and I are going to take over with his conversation about the corruption that he encountered in Georgia. So here we go.
Hi there, this is Steve Butler here from Atlanta, Georgia. I've been an information technology professional in the private sector for over 32 years, and today I can tell you about a book and a website that I came across over a year ago that has significantly changed my life and my finances. So here's a little backstory on how I found this information and this book. In 2018, I was very, very interested in understanding how the banking system worked, how money worked. I wanted to make my money work better for me and my family. I wanted it to work harder and smarter. I was looking for ways on how to be my own bank, how to make more money in less time, how to leverage other people's money, and find legal ways to keep more of it in my family's possession by paying less taxes. So I started studying all of these different things, mortgages, banks, how all these different financial systems worked. Things came to a head for me one day when I was thinking about an upcoming bonus that I was going to get paid at work. However, Uncle Sam was also going to be dipping his little fingers in there and taking out a chunk, and I wouldn't receive the entire amount. And the more that I thought about this, I really became infuriating. It really infuriated me because with no extra effort on his part, he was going to be getting a bonus too, above and beyond that which was already being customarily withheld from my paycheck. And I really didn't think that that was right. And in my head, things just didn't add up. This is really what began my quest to look at ways to help me further reduce any tax burden that I had or that I thought that I had. Now, continuing on, in my search for ways to reduce my tax liability, I came across a website, an author, and a book that totally threw me for a loop, and it has forever changed my life and my family's life. This website, again, as I've already mentioned, is LostHorizons.com. I remember spending hours late into the night the first time that I found the site, looking at information that was supposedly true but was really unbelievable to my eyes. It was like nothing that I'd ever seen or read before. I think I went to bed about 3:30 a.m. that morning, the first time that I found the website. I was just enamored. I was glued to my computer for so long because not only did this website have refund checks, but it had back and forth banter between particular tax filers and IRS and state governments. It showed the good, the bad, the ugly. It was all documented. As I read through the internet pages, the reviews, the attorney endorsements, written testimonials, the video testimonials, the documentation, it all appeared that it was in order. It was just an overwhelming amount of data. It really could not be ignored. I had to keep digging into it. I just couldn't believe my eyes. You can say, well, you know, hey, a website with just a bunch of tax refunds on it, that's no big deal. Well, let me continue my story. These were not just any tax returns. These were actually tax returns where the filers received all of their federal withholdings back, along with any contributions made to Social Security and Medicare. Yes, you heard me right. All of the withholdings that were taken from their checks, all this money was returned to the rightful owner, and in some cases, amounts above and beyond that which was filed due to accrued interest. So, here's your first assignment. At the end of this video, I want you to dig up your last 3 years of W-2 and 1099 statements and add them all up. Okay? That's your first homework assignment. Now, again, when I read this, are you kidding me? All full refunds, including Social Security and Medicare withholdings? I was really stumped when I saw that. I was like, if I could get all of the money back like these people, that would be incredible. So what was the catch? Why were they able to access the money, and why was I any different? Was this website all made up? Was it craftily fabricated facade for the author to sell his book? Was the information actually photoshopped? Could I trust the information? I had used 3 different CPAs over the past 15 years, and none of them ever told me about this or got me a full refund of all of my withholdings. So, here are my numbers. I went back 6 years, 2017 through 2012, and wrote down 4 columns. I actually filled out an Excel spreadsheet and began typing in the numbers with mine and my wife's W-2 records. And I couldn't believe my eyes. As we totaled all of this up, we had actually paid in a little over $227,000 during that six-year time period. Now, I didn't realize at the time when I first was getting my feet wet in cracking the code that you could actually only go back for 3 years. So even still, the numbers were still quite large, and I could not let those numbers go. I immediately ordered the author's book so that I could read it on my upcoming vacation, during which time I had planned to focus my undivided attention, albeit, you know, having some fun on vacation, but when not having fun, just reading and soaking in the material, because I wanted to get to the bottom of how these refunds were possible for so many people that I had seen documented on the website, LostHorizons.com. Now, this was towards the end of May 2018 from the timeline. So after returning from vacation where I read the book through cover to cover, through and through, I continued my research more. I looked at the site. I continued going on it daily, basically. I wanted to find people to talk to, actual people. I looked for folks right here in Georgia who had filed their returns this way. And I still remember finding the multiple returns from a guy in Alpharetta, which is an area in Georgia where I used to work. Lo and behold, there wasn't just one or two people, but I come to find out there were about six or seven right here within the 20-mile radius of where I live, and there were several more farther out than that. I managed to get in touch with Pete, the author, who in turn helped me contact some of these local Georgia folks. So we met for dinner at a place, and of course we had very deep conversations. I asked a lot of deep questions. I was a sponge. I was still somewhat in shock that this was actually true. So again, I continued my research. I wanted to absorb the information. I wanted to verify it. I wanted to look at the success of others who had truthfully and honestly used this information that was little known. It was little known to me. So during the next 4 to 6 weeks, I printed out some 20 or 30 tax returns that were on the site, the Lost Horizons website, and I studied them very closely. Of course, the personal information was all redacted or hidden, so that wasn't a big deal. But I was looking at what did they submit, how did they submit it, what wording did they use, etc. Why was I doing this? I was doing this because the material contained in the book was foreign to me. It actually resonated with every fiber in my being and eloquently pieced together the things that I had perceived in my head but never fully connected the dots on. So my eyes were now open and it all began to make sense to me. Well, so I know that I promised you that I would show you the money. As my wife always says, when I have good ideas that I think I can capitalize on, she says, all right, that sounds good, but show me the money. I guess that's also from a Jerry Maguire, or the movie Jerry Maguire, too. So show me the money. So let's take a look at the money here. So this is a couple pictures of me standing outside the United States Post Office. This is me sending my my first educated refund check, or I'm sorry, my first educated return for 2017 tax year. So this is July 7, 2018. Here's a text message that I sent my family from this picture. I said, it's official. I filed an educated tax return for 2017 requesting the monies incorrectly withheld from my pay. The few forms within these envelopes indicate overpayments of almost $42,000. Mark the date, July 7, 2018. I will send you pictures of the direct deposit line items when they clear, estimating 4 to 6 weeks. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And then I also did a little documentary video, and let's see if we can play that here.
Hey guys, today is July 7, 2018. I'm standing outside my post office. Got these two envelopes in the mail today, one federal and one state. These are my educated filing returns for 2017, and I am about to drop them in certified mail to get my money back. Contained in here is about $42,000 owed to me, and I'm rightfully getting that back through the instruments and the documentation that I need to fill out in order to do that. So I'm just going to post this video and let you know what I'm up to. It's July 7th. I look forward to posting my refunds as well. Thanks to Cracking Code.
All right, so there you have it, straight from me. So we'll get right into the checks. So that video was about my 2017. That was the first one that I actually filed under the understanding or with the understanding of cracking the code information. And what I have here is my checks, basically oldest to newest. This was my 2016 check. This is my largest check. This was an amended return. You can see I didn't file this until 2019. I filed it and I got it within a month. This was the fastest refund that I had ever received. I'm assuming that it was because late in the year and they weren't doing a whole lot with taxes maybe. I don't know. But they sent me the money and you'll notice that I had an interest amount of almost $4,000 that was also included in that payment for 2016. So again, this was an amended return for that. 2017, actually, this is amended. I guess it was an amended return. 2017, no. 2017 was not. This was an actual filing of a correct return based on cracking the code. So that slide is wrong. But I want to point out that this was my first one and also was my longest. You'll notice that it was from July 7th, 2018, which the video stated, and it took nearly a year to get this refund. I also received interest of almost $2,000, $1,802.70 for this particular refund. And last but not least is my 2018 refund. Check is in the mail. This was a straight return filed on June 24th of 2019. I received it on September 16th, 19. So again, almost 3 months. And because it was filed that year, there was not a lot of interest as part of it. So you can see it's definitely there in black and white. The scans are there. You can go to the Lost Horizons bulletin board and find, you know, I don't know, about 1,000 or so of people's refunds and returns and all of their filed documents. You can see line by line what they sent. Again, the good, bad, and ugly is there. If they get somebody from the IRS who's giving them a hassle and sending them a nasty gram or a dirty letter, that's all out there. You can see the battles back and forth for people, you know, working to get their money back. The screen just shows you that I did deposit those checks in my account. Again, all due to reading and understanding cracking the code, which pointed me to the actual law or the Internal Revenue Code. In closing, again, these were the four lessons that I shared with you, four distinct things that I learned. And again, everyone's different, but these are a major theme contained in Cracking the Code, the Fascinating Truth About Taxation in America, by Peter Eric Hendrickson. So as I wrap up this video, it's my hope that this video has piqued your interest. If you haven't heard about this information, that you'll go to the website, that you'll go get your W-2s, your 1099 forms out, that you'll start adding that up and basically processing that and go, wow, I could claim my money. This is awesome. So the question for you is, do you have any outstanding unreturned funds sitting out there that need to be brought back home? Go to Lost Horizons and start reading. Go check out if you're eligible. Get a copy of Cracking the Code. I don't get any kind of kickbacks for promoting this. I'm doing this because Pete's helped me, and then you can see that I've gotten quite a bit of money back because of the material and the time, sweat, and energies that he's put into printing the book in 2003, and now it's in its 14th or 15th edition. I'm not sure. I've lost count. But again, read all the material on LostHorizons.com. Crack the code. Free your family. Get your hard-earned money back. Do good. Help other people. Share this information and freedom with someone else. That's all I've got for now. I've cracked the code. This is Steve Butler from Atlanta, Georgia, signing off. Take care.
All right. Now, I hope everyone forgave me for the little editing oddities that showed up in that absolutely was an edited excerpt from this 40-minute video that Steve made, which is wonderful. Again, I encourage everyone to go see that video in its entirety. It's great. You'll see some of the things that he was obviously referring to, expecting you to be viewing on screen and was not. But the big point is, we have Steve with us now, and we're gonna ask him about his experiences, because Steve has experienced a little bit of the ugly that he referred to in that video. And Steve, are you with us?
Hey, Pete, I'm here.
All right, real good, Steve. I want you to tell everybody about the ugly, because what you've gone through with the state of Georgia in response, in response to the to filings based on the same information that that the IRS was happy to send you all your money back for. State of Georgia decided that it might be able to extort a little something out of you, I think. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Pete. They definitely have not been playing fair. They definitely had ulterior motives and a different strategy than I had in asking for my money back. They've definitely had a clenched fist. Let's just say that. you know, it's been ironic to watch this unfold. It is ugly. It has not been a fun ride with Georgia. Again, a lot of the people that I've been dealing with over the past 2.5 years aren't there anymore. You know, the ugly part is people went beyond their power and did things that they should not have done. They skipped due process. They've done, they've changed documentation. They've made up laws basically to suit them and disregarded what the actual law is. So even though I've produced the information several times, they just want to play hide and seek basically. They wanted to, you know, pretend they didn't see what I've written, you know. So I have all of that on record, and I've been sitting back very patiently. And having the patience has not been easy, but it's actually turning out extremely good for me to have waited this long, because there's a celebrity that's also in the same pool that I am, although he plays at a much different level, and the amount of money that he's talking about is pennies, my money's pennies compared to his, but he's had the resources wherewith to call these people out, hold them accountable, and the level of corruption is beyond belief. It runs so deep and so rampant, and we're just getting to the bottom of it now, and it's taken this long. So, you know, again, had I been forced to go down certain paths earlier, you know, in a year or 2 years ago, I wouldn't have all this information, and they didn't expect that anyone would be able to go toe-to-toe with them for such a long time. Well, he's had the resources to do that, and he's spent over $1 million. And he's got 3 or 4 different sets of attorneys, and I actually reached out to his attorney and got some guidance from them. And I think at that point he knew that there was a lot of stuff brewing, and he told me, you know, just wait it out. It'll turn out okay. So it's been a long, burdensome dealing with the Georgia Department of Revenue. However, you know, I think the end is in sight, and I think that, you know, as long as justice is served for those who have done wrong, that's my biggest takeaway, is I want people accountable. If they're not holding the law or upholding the law, then they're breaking the law. And, you know, count that's after right. count, I have so many different logged pieces of information from the news. Right now it's been very, very quiet in the news. The latest thing is that the former tax commissioner resigned. And this month, June, we're waiting on 28 video depositions to take place for this gentleman who's fighting Georgia DOR as well. And those depositions are going to be the bombshell that really rocks this entire system, Georgia DOR. Now, I've heard that they're looking for people, and there's ads that are even running in other states because, you know, right now it's a pretty interesting place to work. So that's kind of that in a nutshell, Pete.
Okay. Now, Steve, when you first encountered the problems that you've been describing there, these actually came in the form of a criminal complaint about you. Isn't that correct? You and your wife.
That's correct. Yeah, this was brought by, or under
the name of a specific Georgia DOR agent, who, as it turned out, has a long history of corrupt accusations of this kind and efforts to extort things. Isn't that more or less what you discovered? And didn't this not end up becoming a kind of a very newsworthy and broadly covered issue in Georgia media?
It certainly has, Pete. It's interesting that this person was saying that I was doing certain things when in turn he himself and those that work for him were also doing these types of things to the magnitude he was doing this to many, many, many people. There's even video of this individual arresting one of his own associates that worked at Georgia DOR, and he was targeting these businesses, small businesses. This was one of the schemes. He was targeting small businesses that were having these online gambling machines, and I guess they have cash in them and some other things where the business may not be reporting money or whatever. But the irony was, he arrested one of his own Department of Revenue employees saying that he was part of this gambling sting. Well, come to find out in the news, there's an attorney and this particular person who were using all of these businesses to their advantage. They would go and arrest these people, and basically most of them were immigrant people. And so they were holding their immigration status over their head, basically saying, hey, you know, we're going to deport you, we're going to hold all of this money. And what they were doing was basically lessening their sentences or their crime, so to speak, so that they would basically allow them to keep whatever they took from their business as a way to soften the blow and then get off, basically. But they they would remain or retain all of the things that they took from those businesses.
Steve, we're coming up on a break here. Sounds like you're talking about basic extortion, but hold that thought, and we'll be back on the other side, and we'll continue this conversation.
Okay.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.